It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
When we talk about political polarization, it's a rule of thumb that urban areas tend to vote more Democratic, while suburban and rural areas seem to lean Republican.
That geographic and political divide is nowhere more prevalent in the northern United States than in Wisconsin's biggest metropolitan area, Milwaukee and the surrounding counties. In fact, nowhere else in the country do two counties as big and politically far apart as Milwaukee and Waukesha counties share a border.
A special report by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written by Washington Bureau Chief Craig Gilbert, explores how this geographic divide between Republicans and Democrats came to be in the Milwaukee metro area and how it's grown in recent decades.
And we'd like to hear your thoughts. Do you live in southeastern Wisconsin? Have you noticed this big divide? Do you think it affects how different political sides view each other and how our government functions? Call 800-642-1234. Right now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Craig Gilbert joins us now. Craig, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, over the last several years, we've seen trends emerging about how partisan politics come into play in different areas of the country. What surprised you the most about how partisan politics play out in the Milwaukee area?
Well, when you cover politics in Wisconsin, you know, and you live in southeastern, anyone who lives in southeastern Wisconsin is aware of the kind of dynamics of these very, very Republican suburban counties and obviously a very Democratic urban county. But we wanted in this project to put it into a national context. And what struck me in doing the research was, A, just how kind of systematic this trend has been over time, where the red parts get redder and the blue parts get bluer and they get farther apart. And just with every election, the patterns get stronger and stronger. And the second thing is, when you look at other large metro areas around the country, Milwaukee really does jump out in a couple of ways. I mean, it's this kind of geographic polarization. Another way of putting it is the degree to which people are politically segregated in their neighborhoods in very one-sided, kind of like-minded political neighborhoods. Milwaukee's probably the best example of that kind of outside the southern United States, and it's very stark, and it has a lot of implications for voters. It has implications for the region, and it has a lot of interesting kind of partisan implications that we'll be addressing later in the series.
And for this piece, you looked at years of data right down to the precinct. How did you arrive at this conclusion that Milwaukee, the Milwaukee area, is one of the most politically polarized cities in the country?
Well, one thing we did was we collected decades of voting data down to the ward level in Wisconsin, which is easy to do going back a decade or so, but beyond that, you kind of have to digitize a lot of data that's available in print form. And then you map it, and then you analyze it kind of statistically. And then, unfortunately, the same level of detail is not available in a lot of other metro areas. So there are some recent elections for which you can find the same kind of data in a lot of different places. And when you look at that data, Milwaukee it ranks really highly on some of these measures. There's no one way to measure polarization, but certainly the degree to which it's politically segregated, it's really, really high. And also when you look at the county data, which is available everywhere, and you look at the distance between the Republican counties in the metro area and the Democratic county in the metro area, that gap is bigger in Milwaukee than anywhere but New Orleans among the top 50 metros.
Let's paint a picture of Milwaukee for people based on the information that you saw. Who are the people voting which way in different areas? What does it look like if you look at the neighborhoods and the suburbs?
Right.
What do you see?
Well, I would say the Democratic coalition is a little bit more is more diverse, certainly, than the Republican coalition. When you're talking about Republican voters in these suburban counties, certainly they're overwhelmingly white. I mean, one of the things that jumps out about metropolitan Milwaukee, which is very relevant to this discussion, is it's one of the most racially segregated metropolitan areas in the country. So that has big political consequences because African Americans are voting, 9-1 for Democrats, and white voters are kind of all over the map. So the suburban counties are overwhelmingly white. You have a lot of married couples. You have a lot of homeowners. You have some economic diversity. I mean, some of these very Republican communities are kind of blue collar, and more non-college than college-educated voters, and some of them are very upscale and affluent. On the Democratic side, you've got kind of a coalition. You've got African-American voters in the city of Milwaukee. You've got Latino voters in the city of Milwaukee. And then you've got, college-educated white voters on the North Shore, which is an interesting trend in and of itself, because these North Shore inner suburbs within Milwaukee County, where very college-educated and pretty well-off communities have been trending Democratic for decades. They used to be among the most Republican places in Metro Milwaukee, and now some of them are among the most Democratic places.
And you say that because these two groups of people who are in the inner city or the city in general, the denser populated areas, and then the people in the surrounding areas, they have diametrically different political views, but they're so close together that there seems to be this sort of us and them mindset playing out, saying the people who live in the city are like this, and then people in the inner city, in the city in general, just looking outwards and seeing something different about people who live there. What are those attitudes?
Well, it's part of what's happened is a lot of the voters in the outer suburbs started out in Milwaukee County or in the city of Milwaukee, or their parents started out in the city of Milwaukee. So you had a lot of white flight in previous decades. Those voters who left the city of Milwaukee and the county of Milwaukee clearly were more conservative than the white voters that stayed behind. And in some cases, they had negative attitudes about the city. In some cases, they were just, people that were following jobs and looking for bigger houses or lower taxes or better schools. But what's interesting about this is that in a place like Milwaukee, when you just look at white voters, the white voters who are close in, who are living in the city or on the periphery of the city in more densely populated neighborhoods, tend to be more liberal and more democratic than the white voters who live farther out. And that pattern shows up in the polling data as well. It's pretty strong pattern where the farther out you go from the city of Milwaukee, the more conservative and the more Republican within the metro area those voters are.
And we have time for a couple calls here. If you live in the Milwaukee metro area, what do you think of the political divide? Do you see it playing out in your own life? Do you see attitudes there that are challenging, that represent people living in close proximity who have very different political views? How do you see that going on in where you live, if you live in southeastern Wisconsin? The number 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Craig, there has been a byproduct of these people with these opposing political views being crammed so close together there in the Milwaukee metro area, and that seems to be political engagement. What are we seeing there?
Well, another way in which southeastern Wisconsin just jumps off the charts is these almost freakish levels of turnout that we've seen. Certainly Wisconsin is a high turnout state, but when I looked at the 2012 presidential election, the highest turnout county in the country was Ozaukee County, one of our four metro Milwaukee counties, and Waukesha was tied for second. Dane County, just not very far to the west of Milwaukee, was fifth. And so you've got really, really remarkable rates of turnout and other forms of political engagement. Certainly, in the recall extravaganza, we saw massive engagement on both sides, signing recall petitions, going to rallies, and so that is part of this, part of the mix here, where you have people who are activated in part by the divisions. And the fact they're active and engaged and following politics so closely also kind of feeds and fuels the divisions. And so both those things, I think, are kind of working off each other.
And general political engagement, a good thing in this case, are people in this area just canceling out each other's votes?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there is kind of a level in which, both sides are just kind of maximizing their vote in some of these elections and kind of canceling each other out. But what's interesting is that, in some elections you have one side's more motivated than the other, and in some elections you have one side turning out at higher rates than the other. And where that really comes into play is in presidential elections, you've got so much of the Democratic coalition are younger voters and minority voters in the city of Milwaukee, and they turn out in presidential races, but they don't turn out as much in midterms. So the kind of calculus of which side has the bigger base shifts between the midterm election and the presidential election. That's one reason why we kind of see this oddity of the two parties. It's like feast or famine. I mean, they've basically gotten very good at winning very different kinds of elections in Wisconsin.
Well, you painted a picture of a region that's hugely divided and really close together geographically. Why is this happening in the Milwaukee area? Why is this city, this metro area, the poster child for partisan politics in America?
Well, the three things that really strike me about Metro Milwaukee, and we've talked about some of them. One is racial segregation, which creates not only this sort of big demographic differences and the way voters are clustered together, but also there's obviously racial divisions in southeastern Wisconsin that also feed the political division. So that's one thing. But then you add in these sort of two political factors, which is one is the kind of culture of engagement that we've talked about, which is kind of a Wisconsin thing, and it's especially pronounced in southeastern Wisconsin, and that has an effect. And then the competitiveness of the state and the competitiveness of the region makes it a magnet for a lot of political activity. So you get every 2 years, the parties come in, they mobilize their voters. There's all this election activity, advertising, get out the vote. That raises the political temperature, and that also tends to kind of amplify these divisions. So I would say it's kind of the demographics of the area combined with the kind of a unique or interesting set of political attributes that you don't find in too many other metro areas.
Craig, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. His new report shows that the Milwaukee region is one of the country's most geographically divided metropolitan areas between Republicans in the suburbs and Democrats in the city.